So this question is about conspiracy theories. You know, so the question I asked, he says, you know, I understand why fear-mongering and propaganda benefit political parties. They get a certain payoff. And in other words, they get either electoral or financial benefits for the fear-mongering and the propaganda. But what are the electoral or financial payoffs for conspiracy theorists? What do they get out of it? Well, I think the mistake here is to assume that the payoff has to be material or the payoff has to be electoral. First of all, it's not clear that they have a payoff, that they do this because they want something. Much of this is a consequence of the mysticism and irrationality in our culture. And people are looking for answers. You know, the world is complex. A lot of bad stuff is happening. They can't understand where it comes from. They don't get the role of ideas in history and why ideas are driving this. They're confused. They don't know what's happening to them. So they don't exercise their mind in the sense of applying reason to the problem, figuring it out, getting a real education. You know, it's hard. It's hard to understand what's going on in the world today. It's hard to understand why things are as bad as they are. So people latch onto conspiracy theories. It's easy. It's emotional. It fits in with generally the rise of mysticism and irrationality in our culture. It doesn't require effort. It's kind of emotionally satisfying to think there's some family in Switzerland running the world and or the Queen of England or whoever, and all the evil around us is caused by them, and if only we got them, everything would be solved. You know, it makes it much simpler and much more palatable. So I think a lot of them are motivated by that, and then they spread it because they believe it, because they're upset and they want to change the world and they want to get out there and do it. And some of them are indeed scam artists, and you will see that some of them raise money to go fight the whoever the conspiracy is about. But many of them just are irrational, mystical believers, and they attract people who are the same. Why do people theorize about this? Why do people come up with these ideas? Well, because, again, because people need explanations. People need to know why. This is the power of religion. You know, religion provides us with grand answers to the whys that people ask. And they're simple answers, and they don't require effort, and they don't require the application of reason. So a lot of people buy into those explanations. Conspiracy theories do the same thing, and they use the same mechanism, and they're in it for the same basic thing. You know, those running these things are in it for the admiration that people give them. They're in it for the satisfaction that people are reading them and following them. They're in it for the power, and they're in it because some of them actually believe this nonsense.